Get ready for this piping hot tea. Get ready for tea time and filter with your girl loving tea. Spilling all this hot tea on this podcast street. So get ready for this piping hot tea. From tea time and filter with your girl loving tea.
Hey, everybody, and happy Friday the 13th, honey. And can I get a thumbs up and a hand clap, honey, for the new intro? I'm definitely loving it. I had to get a new intro for the podcast because I love the Green Room intro so much. But anyhow, you guys, I hope you guys are doing good. It is Friday. We have been unpacking and just trying to get comfortable in this new house. It's taken, like, a lot out of me. I'm just exhausted. I took a nap earlier today. Hopefully, I'll be able to do a live stream soon once more things are together. So I want to come on here and talk about the whole Nicki Minaj situation. If you guys do not know, she is currently trending all over Twitter and social media because she is now being sued by her husband, Kenneth Zupetti's rape victim. Okay? So let me say this before I even get into the whole story. Because a lot of people, it's funny that other blogs and other podcasters can have Nicki Minaj as their fave. They can write things in her favor. They can be totally biased when it comes to her, and that's okay. But anybody else who just sees the bullshit for what it is, somehow you're picking on her, somehow you're on Cardi B's payroll and all this stupid shit. Now, it was about 8 days ago that Kenneth Zupetti hit the news, okay? TMZ and a lot of outlets ran with it that basically he struck a plea deal for failing to register as a sex offender. I didn't speak on it. I didn't post it on none of my social media pages. I didn't do a live stream about it. So this is not a Nicki Minaj hate channel or a Nicki Minaj bashing channel, because if it was anything tied to Nicki Minaj, I would cover it and drag her husband. And that's not the case here. So miss me with the comments before y'all come with the bullshit about people being biased and mean and unfair towards Nicki. So what's going on with this situation, because I covered it a year ago, Kenneth Zupetti just decided out of the blue to move to California with his superstar wife, okay? But just because you're married to Nicki Minaj, that has nothing to do with past criminal convictions. He is a registered sex offender. And for him to move into this neighborhood in California and not alert the proper authorities, that is against the law. If this was anybody else, they'd be jailed. So let's keep that real. You cannot just move states, or you can't even move up the street without filing official paperwork and letting the city, the police, and all that know that there's a registered sex offender in the neighborhood. That's how that goes in any town, USA. But he thought because he was with Nicki Minaj, he was somehow above the law. And at that point, he was charged back in March of 2020 after he moved to Cali and failed to register. The feds went after him. So this spiraled into what we have today. So he ended up getting arrested. And basically at that point, it is alleged that Nicki Minaj, her lawyer, and some of her goons started trying to reach out to the victim, Jennifer Hugh. And basically, the woman said that they tried to offer her like $10,000, $20,000 to basically recant her case, recant what happened to her back in 1994. Now, if you guys remember, I had did a live stream about this a few months ago. She was being interviewed by a woman named Nosy Ho. And so I had used some of Nosy Ho's clips. And Jennifer was on there talking about the harassment, the things that she faced, how some guy named Ganks was coming at her. And then I was sent audio of Nicki Minaj shouting out Ganks in the studio.
Okay, give me just a second to play you guys. So listen to this really carefully.
After that phone call with Nicki, the only contact I had was from street goons. I think she has somebody in her camp called Ganks. He was contacting family members. There was a lot of numbers as far as money being offered, but it was never offered from Nicki, and it was never offered from Kenny personally. It was just people speaking on behalf of Kenny.
Okay, so let me remove this, and then let me pull up this clip. This is what had my tin hat tingling, because I'm like, Ganks, That name sounds familiar. So y'all go ahead and check this out.
Gangs, no, Gangs, come here. Gangs, why? Let me tell you what happened. TT. I know. Gangs, listen. Why me and TT was arguing the other day. No, Zoo and TT was trying to argue. Me and TT talking about if you ask anybody on the block, they would have known that that's my piece. Like that, like that. Like I was his piece. Didn't I? Wasn't I in a relationship with homeboy down the block? Or did you not
really like that?
Wow,
that shit wasn't really. No, listen, look. You had a situation, but it wasn't really respected.
Why you gotta fight
you
for?
Was a, mine.
No, I was not. No, I was not. I was. You know what, Gangs? Why he always been so a little bit crazy?
So it showed a lot of validity to the things that Jennifer was saying. So as Jennifer went to tell her story, because again, Jennifer was anonymous. Nobody knew who she was, okay? It wasn't until Nicki Minaj's fans started digging as to who Kenneth Zoo Petty was. And once they found out that he had all these charges, not only rape, but murder and all types of crazy stuff, a lot of her fans were very upset. Her fan base was split. A lot of them felt like regardless of how long you've known him, he's not a good look for your brand. This is not who you want to be with. Other people felt like, well, if she's in love, let her do her. So it was a very mixed in the Barb fan base when she got with Kenneth. So then they ended up finding out who Jennifer was and they started harassing her. And, you know, she didn't really say anything back then until the feds ended up contacting her about this whole situation with Kenneth Zoo Petty not registering. It basically tore a Band-Aid off of old wounds that happened to her back in 1994. So let me go ahead and read to you what the New York Times is stating about this entire situation. TMZ and a lot of major publications are also covering this situation as well. So it says here, a woman who accused rapper Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, of sexual assault during high school filed a lawsuit on Friday against the couple alleging that they harassed and intimidated her while trying to convince her to recant her account. The case dates back to 1994 when Jennifer Hugh was 16 and reported to the police that Mr. Petty, a 16-year-old she had known growing up in Jamaica, Queens, had raped her after leading her into a home at knife point, the lawsuit says. Mr. Petty was arrested that day and was charged with first-degree rape and subsequently pled guilty to attempted rape. Kim Livingston, a spokesperson with the Queens District Attorney's Office, stated that he served about 4.5 years in prison, according to the inmate records. According to the lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of New York, Ms. Hugh, who is now 43, and her family members started to receive communications from people claiming to be connected with Ms. Minaj and Mr. Petty shortly after Petty was arrested for failing to register as a sex offender in California. The lawsuit alleges harassment, witness intimidation, as well as intentional infliction of emotional distress by Ms. Minaj and Mr. Petty, and seeks an unspecified amount of damages. It also alleges a sexual assault and battery case against Mr. Petty from the mid-90s case. A representative for Ms. Minaj did not immediately respond to requests for comment. A lawyer for Mr. Petty named Michael Goldstein declined to comment on the lawsuit. The lawsuit says that the intermediary offered Ms. Hugh $20,000 in exchange for signing a prepared statement recanting the accusation. At one point last year, the lawsuit says, Ms. Minaj called Ms. Hugh saying that she heard that Ms. Hugh was willing to help out. Days later, it says that Hugh and her family members received an onslaught of harassing calls and unsolicited visits from people she believed to be associated with the couple. They also go on to say, Ms. Hughes has not worked since May 2020 due to severe depression, paranoia, constant moving, harassment, and threats from the defendant and their associates. The lawsuit said she is currently living in isolation out of fear of retaliation. According to the lawsuit, Ms. Hugh was on her way to school on September 16, 1994, when she ran into Mr. Petty, a boy that she knew from the neighborhood. The lawsuit says that Petty held a knife to her back as he led her to a house around the corner where Ms. Hugh said he raped her. The suit says Ms. Hugh escaped and ran to her high school and told the security guards who caught the police. In an interview, Ms. Hugh said that the case was prosecuted. She faced harassment and retaliation in the neighborhood, prompting her family to force her to attend a court hearing for Mr. Petty and request that the charges be dropped.
a request that was denied at the time, the suit says. Mr. Petty had already accepted the plea deal. Ms. Hughes said in an interview that she left New York City, after the ordeal. For years, it remained in the past. I didn't think it would be something that would come back and slap me in the face 20 years later. But in 2008, Ms. Minaj, a chart-topping rapper with a fiercely loyal social media following, okay, keep that in mind, posted about her relationship with Mr. Petty on Instagram, and questions about his status as a sex offender surfaced. Ms. Hughes said in an interview that she had spoken to YouTube bloggers to defend herself in response to an Instagram comment from Ms. Minaj that stated that Ms. Hughes and Mr. Petty had been in a relationship at the time of the assault, and that Mr. Petty was younger than Ms. Hughes. They were never in a relationship, and they were the same age according to the lawsuit. After Mr. Petty was arrested in 2020, Ms. Hughes reconnected with a childhood friend from Queens, the lawsuit says, and told him she wished it could all go away forever. Ms. Hughes said that that friend replied, "I can make that happen." The lawsuit says that a few days later, the friend told Ms. Hughes that Ms. Minaj asked for her phone number, and that the rapper later called her and offered to fly Ms. Hughes out to Los Angeles or her publicist out to Ms. Hughes. Ms. Hughes said she declined and told the rapper, "I need you to know, woman to woman, this happened." The lawsuit says that there was a series of encounters where Ms. Hughes or her family members were offered inducements if she would recant. $500,000 at one point, $20,000 at another, with a proposed bonus that Ms. Minaj would send a birthday video to Ms. Hughes' daughter, and Ms. Hughes said she declined. Ms. Hughes said in an interview that she never expressed interest in a bribe and was adamantly against recanting her story. "If I lie now and say that I lied then, do you know what I'm going to say to my two little girls or even my sons?" Ms. Hughes said in an interview that at one point she told the intermediary that the $500,000 was not good enough. She says she's been trying to deflect the conversation not to express interest in a bribe. Tyrone Blackburn, okay? Y'all remember him. He's the same guy from the T.I. case, who has a lot of women who are now filing sexual harassment lawsuits against T.I. So Tyrone Blackburn, a lawyer representing Ms. Hughes, says that Ms. Hughes' comment was an effort to dissuade the intermediary from thinking she would accept anything. At one point last fall, the suit says that Ms. Hughes was contacted by a lawyer for Mr. Petty, who asked her about a recantation letter in response to threatening calls and her own growing paranoia. The suit says that Ms. Hughes moved 3 times in 1 year. "I feel like I'm living in secret," she said in the interview, "like I can't tell people my exact location." So that is the article. And I want to go ahead and show you guys why it's hard for me to feel bad for Nikki or look at her as a victim of circumstances in this situation, because Nikki involved herself when she didn't have to. At the end of the day, a man is going to tell you anything, especially when pillow talking. Of course he's innocent. Of course it's not what it seems. So he can tell her anything, but at the end of the day, Nicki Minaj was not there. So for her to take to social media and act like she knew the case in and out when that wasn't the situation makes her look bad. So what she is saying in that lawsuit is that Nicki Minaj was the one basically trying to spread rumors that she was white, that she was an older woman, almost trying to low-key make it seem like a quote-unquote Emmett Till situation. You know, the white woman who lied and said that Emmett Till whistled at her, and then Emmett Till was, you know, beaten and killed and everything else. Yes, this situation is not as extreme, but that is the picture that Nicki Minaj was trying to paint. And matter of fact, here's the receipt. A lady named Anna Doss says, "Wait, y'all are calling this man a rapist, but it happened in 1994, meaning he was 16 or 17 and the girl was 16 years old. Must have been a white girl." Then Nicki Minaj comes in the comments, okay? And she says, "At Anna Doss, he was 15, she was 16, in a relationship, but go off internet. Y'all can't run my life. Y'all can't even run your own life. Thank you, boo." So again, trying to discount her age and say that they're in a relationship when that was not the case. But then she took it one step further. So if you guys remember, it was a short time later in February 2020 when Nicki Minaj went off on Wendy Williams, because Wendy Williams was talking about the situation and Wendy Williams was basically being critical of Nicki Minaj's husband, and she talked about his criminal past and she called him a killer and a sex offender. So at that point, Nicki Minaj went off on Queen Radio. So go ahead and check out this receipt right here.
"As well as something that he was wrongfully accused of doing when he was 15 years old, or because he didn't have $7,000 to get himself bailed out. Because when you in the hood at 15, you don't have that kind of money, and neither does your family. And when the alleged accuser wrote a letter to the judge asking to recant these statements, she was told that she would go to jail for 90 days, allegedly, if she recants the statement. But white is right. But white is right. But white is right.
So today's sponsor comes from BetterHelp.com. Are there certain things that are interfering with your happiness? Is there something that's preventing you from achieving your goals? Well, BetterHelp is here to assess your needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist. You can speak to them in a safe and comfortable environment, and everything will be confidential. BetterHelp is convenient, professional, and affordable. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are now recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. If you want to start living a happier life today, as a listener, you can get 10% off your very first month by visiting betterhelp.com/sipslow. That is my code to get the 10% off. Over 1 million people are taking charge of their mental health by talking to licensed professional counselors who specialize in a variety of things, everything from depression to stress, anxiety, relationship issues, sleeping, trauma, and much more. So once again, if you are looking for some type of mental health support, make sure you go on to betterhelp.com/sipslow to get 10% off today.
So y'all just heard her in that audio say, but white is right. So once again, trying to insinuate that this woman is a white woman and that she was older than Kenny and that they were in a relationship. Basically, you know, throwing out all these insinuations that were not true. Jennifer was not in a relationship with her husband. Jennifer was the same age as her husband. She wasn't older, and Kenneth was not 15. But most importantly, Jennifer is not white. She's biracial. She's a biracial woman who grew up in the hood, and she identifies more with her black side. So she tried to paint this narrative, you know what I'm saying, to defend her husband, and now it's coming to bite her in the ass. I don't understand why people are making excuses and getting mad about this woman filing this lawsuit. I don't blame her. Because even after she finally came out and spoke to the blogs about her story, she received countless harassment. You know what I'm saying? They were going in on her and dragging her all over social media. Blogs who stand for Nicki Minaj were dragging this woman and calling her a liar. And people are saying, well, why doesn't she just file criminal cases for harassment?
What people need to understand is that Kenneth already has an open case, an open criminal case. So it doesn't make sense to file another one. She's going to get them civilly because a lot of this also ties back to defamation of character. They've lied on this woman. They've made this woman out to be a liar. They claim she was white. They said she was older. Nicki has perpetuated whatever Kenny was telling her. Nicki was perpetuating that to her fans. So she does indeed have a lawsuit. Remember, it wasn't too long ago that Nicki Minaj threatened to sue Jesse Palmer. She went to her Instagram page and she went off. Jesse Palmer is the host of the Daily Mail. And in that interview, he was basically talking about Kenneth Zupetti and his charges and everything else. And Nicki got really pissed off. And this is what Nicki wrote back in 2018. Nicki Minaj says, "You better have a good lawyer. Hashtag Jesse Palmer. Hashtag Arnold Palmer. You just lied on me on national television. Now you're being sued. You better be able to back up what you just said about me with facts. Hashtag super facts. Hashtag good form video. Link in the bio." And that is how she came at the people at the Daily Mail. She threatened to sue them about what they were saying about her husband because she claimed that it was a lie. So I don't understand how in one instance people can understand that and be okay with it. But then when Jennifer says, well, you've lied on me, you've misconstrued a lot of stuff, you put me out there as the bad guy when that's not what happened. Now the Sunday everybody's like, oh, she shouldn't be filing. She's just looking for money. But that's how it works. This is going to end up being a defamation of character lawsuit on top of harassment. And what is harassment? By law, civil harassment law says that harassment is unlawful violence, like assault or battery or stalking, or a credible threat of violence and or violence or threats of seriously scaring someone, annoying or harassing someone when there's no valid reason for it. So that is what she is suing for under the law. And legally, she has a right to sue for that because of everything that's been done to her. And that's what people need to understand, that she was harassed and bullied and, you know, her family was put through a lot of stuff. Hence why she's not taking legal action, because it's gotten out of control. And this is not the first time that Nicki has been accused
of basically siding with a sex offender. Remember, her and Meek Mill got into it in February 2020, and Meek Mill went off. And you can look up articles where Meek Mill says Nicki Minaj knew that her jailed brother was sexually abusing his own stepdaughter at the age of 11. This is what Meek Mill wrote. He says, "The only way you can try to kill my career is to say that I beat women. Talk about your brother convicted of rape and you've been known and paid for his lawyer. Yeah, your little brother touched that girl too. You know I know. You want me to crash with your boyfriend and I won't." So that was Meek Mill blasting her. And then she responded back to him. And this is what Nicki Minaj had to say at the time. So Nicki says, "Imagine talking about an alleged rape of a child to hurt someone who wasn't involved just so people can dislike me. You can never stand on your own. You won't tell people. The mother is on tape asking for $20 million to make the charges go away, though. You was around. You know. See you soon." So again, more victim blaming. I don't understand why the closest men in Nicki's life are involved with some type of sexual abuse. It's just very, very strange. But I think at the end of the day, people need to allow this to play out. Jennifer was a victim. She bought receipts. And the thing is, she didn't come to the internet, you know what I'm saying, looking for fame and attention. The internet brought this to her doorstep. She came out to defend herself when they were trying to say that she was a white woman, she was older than him, he was so young, he didn't have a lawyer and all this other stuff. We teach young girls that if you are abused, if you're raped, if you're assaulted, to go press charges. This woman did the right thing. She didn't wait a week later. She didn't come out 20 years later like some of the Bill Cosby accusers, some of the Harvey Weinstein accusers. She went straight to her school officer that day and they called the police. And she should be applauded for that because so many women are so scared to come forward when they've been sexually assaulted or raped or violated. So I just think the whole situation is sad, but I can't feel bad for Nicki. I think Nicki should have just stayed out of it. This was her husband's drama. This was her husband's issue to deal with. And I think the fact that she involved herself because she didn't want his drama and his past tainting her brand, which it has, is why she got involved. And because of that, that is why Jennifer is filing a lawsuit. So the whole situation is just insane. You know, it's sad that it's gotten to this point. But I think, you know, at this point in time, they need to leave that woman alone and stop harassing her. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with this situation, you know, if they end up going to court, if they end up settling out of court. But I just wanted to come on here and talk about this. So let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. As you guys know, half of this will be posted on YouTube. The rest will be posted on my podcast. Once again, thank you guys so much for supporting and listening to Tea Time Unfiltered. I'll talk to you guys later. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.